All I know is if I face a tree, I'd rather face it with a sharp edge, right? I'd rather face it with a sharp edge. Sharp thinking, sharp spiritually, sharp relationally, sharp in areas of my life so I can face that challenge, than to have a dull, blunted edge.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy concludes his teaching, Sharpen Your Edge. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you. And you know, Kurt, you really said it. That's why we're here. That's really our mission, to help you be intentional for your life in Christ. Here's what we know, and there's plenty of evidence to this. If you're more intentional in any area of your life, you're going to be more successful at whatever you do, good or bad, frankly. People who do things that are contrary to Scripture but are intentional tend to have, quote, success in those endeavors. Us, those of us who are followers of Christ, more so than ever, as we're obedient to God, to obedient to Scripture, living intentionally, the success we experience is rich and full, and it's certainly biblical. And it's a beautiful thing. We are wrapping up this series on Sharpen Your Edge, and it's based on just 22 words from the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon, talking about the importance of getting the axe sharpened before you cut down the tree, he says, if the axe is dull and the edge is unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. And the skill is in getting your work done, sharpening your edge before you actually have to use that edge. And that's the real message today. And I'd love to hear your feedback. How have you been sharpening your edge? You know, tell me one thing in your life that you've tried to sharpen so you can be more successful in bringing glory to God. What is it? Give us a call. Tell us on our storyline at 888-888-1717 and press number 2, okay? We're going to go over to our teaching studio where I recorded this with staff and friends. As we continue on this third day, the last day of sharing this topic on Sharpen Your Edge. And I would challenge you to think about what one habit, we've done this through the course we took here together, Intentional Living. What's one action, one goal, one action that you could repeat over for the next month that would make the single biggest difference in your life? We all think of something, don't we? And for the letter E, F-R-E-E, for the first letter E, is to eliminate clutter holding you back. You got to eliminate the clutter. You can't put something good in your life without taking something bad out. There's only so much space, mental space, relational space, time, and so on, to get something out before you put something in. And I've written down some of the clutter that we have in our life. We all have mental clutter, right? Thoughts that we continue to ruminate on, OCD kind of thoughts that go over and over and over, things that we can't let go, things that we obsess on, things that we hang on to. There are thoughts that we have that drag us down. Some of us are wired in such a way that we can lean toward more positive thinking, and others we just tend to lean toward the negativity. It's just the way we're wired, just the way God made us. But we have an opportunity to be obedient to the Scripture that says, take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. And mental clutter will keep you from thinking about things that will advance your life. Brian Tracy, who's a motivational teacher, makes the statement, we become what we think about. We become what we think about. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. If we think about one thing long enough, it becomes almost a reality in our life. You ever notice that? Sometimes we refer to it as almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. We think about it and it happens. There's power in our thinking. God has allowed us to use our minds to help drive those areas of our life in the decisions we make, the behaviors we make. And you know what? Your thinking impacts your emotions as well. Have you ever thought yourself into being down? Have you ever thought yourself into being up? Ever thought yourself into being convinced that someone is doing you harm, or thought yourself into forgiving another person? See? And so our thinking matters. Another clutter piece in our life are friendships. And I've talked about this before. I think that for some of us in our lives, we have to take the approach that some friendships have an expiration date. Just like the milk in the refrigerator, there's a point where some friendships have been, they've worn out their friendship. Now, I don't mean please, because I get feedback on this. Are you saying that Christians shouldn't be friends? No. I'm saying that friendship, by definition, are two people building together on a sense of shared values, that you're encouraging one another, iron sharpening iron. Friendship is this idea of growing together, right? If someone in your life is dragging you down, if someone in your life is discouraging you, if someone in your life is tearing down your faith, if someone in your life is causing you to not be all that God has for you, that person does not have access to your life. He doesn't have a right to your life. Now, you can have a ministry with that person. You can pray for that person. You can care for that person. But that's a totally different relationship than a friendship. And sometimes friendships limit us. We don't become any better than the people we hang around with. The people we hang around with set the cap to our lives. So sometimes the clutter is friendship. Spiritual clutter. Spiritual clutter. I mean, are you clear on what you believe and what the Bible teaches? Do you have cluttered thoughts about your relationship with Christ? Are you finding yourself confused? Not studying, not knowing what the Word teaches. Spiritual clutter. And of course, I put the one that I wrestle with the most last. That's just stuff. Just the physical clutter, right? The piles on the desk, the stuff in the garage, the things that we cling to that we think are so important. Physical clutter, I think we all would acknowledge, take a lot of time, doesn't it? It takes a lot away from our lives and our sense of happiness, because we buy it and then we have to fix it. And it breaks and then we have to repair it. And then we have to replace it. And so there's something to be said for the minimal movement. Let's get rid of a lot of stuff and live a more simple life. I think there's something to be said for that in terms of this generation and living intentionally for Christ. And then the last E, F-R-E-E, focus on your goals, repeat the right actions, eliminate clutter, and the last E is enjoy and celebrate. You know, sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, we can be so intentional focused, we can be so goal-oriented, we go after, you know, how what we have to do next, that we don't stop and just enjoy God's blessings. Just celebrate His goodness. And that's very re-energizing in our life, isn't it? It really builds a sense of energy as we move forward. Let me close by sharing a story, because we're thinking about sharpening the edge today. And we talked about it takes time to do that. It's really a first things first kind of thing, making sure that our edges are sharp before we live our lives. But it's also an idea of always being ready, being prepared, because you don't know what's coming along.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from Sharpen Your Edge, and he'll pick up where he left off in just a moment.
Hi, my name's Scott. I'm a 9-year vet in the United States Army, and I got out in 1989. I was diagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder, antisocial, and borderline psychotic. And just about 7 weeks ago, I reconfirmed my life with God. And since 1984 until about 7 weeks ago, I hadn't had a good night's sleep, probably no more than 2.5-3 hours at one time. And since I reconfirmed myself, I have slept like a baby every night. I also was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer on the 3rd of July, and I gave everything to him, the whole shooting match, everything in my life. And like I said, I've been sleeping like a baby. I finished my 4th infusion of chemotherapy 2 weeks ago, day after tomorrow. I should be home in bed sick, but I'm working 48 hours a week and have not felt better in years. And I just wanted to call in and give him some encouragement, let people know that the God we serve is real. He is there to help. All you have to do is go to Him, claim His promises, and He's there for you. I hope this helps somebody somewhere, because every time I mention it or I talk to people about it, it helps me and helps me reconfirm the fact that God is alive, God is real, and He's alive in my heart. And I thank God for this radio station and the people like you and the programs and the information that y'all put out. I wish y'all the peace of God in your hearts and your lives, and you will probably be hearing from me again. Thank you so very much.
Today's program by Dr. Randy is part of a larger teaching called Sharpen Your Edge. When you become a monthly member, we'll say thanks and send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes 2 autographed bestsellers, the IL wristband, and monthly coaching CDs every month. Join today at theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4. Now let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studios as he continues, Sharpen Your Edge.
Let me close by sharing a story, because we're thinking about sharpening the edge today. And we talked about it takes time to do that. It's really a first things first kind of thing, making sure that our edges are sharp before we live our lives. But it's also an idea of always being ready, being prepared, because you don't know what's coming along. And if you're not prepared and your edge isn't sharp and you face a crisis and you're not spiritually prepared, you're going to go down. If your marriage isn't strong and you face a crisis, your marriage is going to go down. If you're parenting, everything is smooth, and then all of a sudden you face a crisis. If you're not prepared and your edge isn't sharp, you face the crisis, you go down. And we see this over and over and over. It's like the tea bag and hot water that I've talked about. You don't know what's in the tea bag until you drop it into a cup of hot water. Then the contents really do come out, and you see what's in there. And so our edges need to be sharp so we can intentionally face the challenges in our lives. I read a story about an Air Force pilot. His name was Robbie Robbins, and he served in the first Gulf War, and he flew over 300 missions. And when the war was winding down, he got the word that he and his crew could fly home. Of course, they got in their planes. They actually were flying their planes back to the United States. He didn't even take time to call his wife nor any of his crew to call home to let them know they were coming. They just they fueled up and took off. And they landed in Massachusetts, and his buddies drove him home. And when he drove up to the front door of his house, he noticed there was a giant banner on the house that says, "Welcome home, Dad." And he was thinking, how in the world do they know I'm coming home? You know, I didn't call, and my commander didn't call. And he said he entered the house, and when he entered the house, he saw his kids getting ready for school, and his wife was all dressed and prepared for the day. And of course, they saw him, and they got excited, and the kids come running over and grab him. His wife came down and kissed on him, and they were all happy to see Dad coming home. And he said, "Well, how is it that you knew I was coming?" And she said, "We didn't know you were coming, but we were ready." And I think that's a message for us. You don't know what's coming next, good or bad. All I know is if I face a tree, I'd rather face it with a sharp edge, right? I'd rather face it with a sharp edge, sharp thinking, sharp spiritually, sharp relationally, sharp in areas of my life so I can face that challenge, than to have a dull, blunted edge. And I think Solomon's worth listening to. You know, he said it, and let me repeat it. He makes the very clear word of wisdom in Ecclesiastes 10:10, that if an axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. And so I just ask the question, are you pounding harder and getting less results in life? Are you running faster and not getting as far? Maybe the edge isn't as sharp as it needs to be. And that's something each of you can evaluate in your own life. And I would say to our members of our Intentional Living family, for your life, that you would look at your edges of your life, and are they sharp? It takes work and it's lonely, but sharpening the edge, sharpening the blade, as it were, is good wisdom from Solomon. Lord, thank you for this truth from your word, these 22 words of profound wisdom dripping with truth, to remind us that in our lives sometimes we have to stop and do our homework. Sometimes we have to stop and do the lonely work. Sometimes we have to stop and put the effort into sharpening the edge before we go out and try to chop down the tree. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be intentional in a time when the world is so unintentional. And we thank you for all of our support family, those who support and pray for this ministry, for this team of staff, as we work together to get this message of hope and help out to a world that desperately needs it. And we thank you for this opportunity. In Christ's name, amen. All right, we're back here live in our Intentional Living studio. And, you know, after our session, I pass around the mic and we hear from staff and visitors. We're going to hear some of their comments here in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, I want to say thanks, because it comes from my heart. Thanks to those of you who so faithfully are standing with the ministry every month, most of you on auto giving, just helping us continue this mission and ministry of reaching people for Christ. And if you're not a part of the team, would you come and join us? It means a lot to us, and it gives us a chance to really minister to you. And let me share with you that when you become a monthly member, as a new member, I'm going to send you a new member kit. You'll receive a little box in the mail that has two of our best-selling books, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, both autographed. And you're going to also, we're going to include two CDs, the series on forgiveness and one on retirement, the transition of retirement. And we're also putting in my One Thing wristband. I think it'll be something that you can wear to encourage, okay? And by the way, if you would like this series on Sharpen Your Edge, ask for it, because it's not automatic this month. Ask for it when you share your gift, okay? Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Or call 888-888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours. All right. As I promised, staff were standing by after the session, and they shared some insight. We'll get to that in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Hi, Randy. I've been listening to you for quite a while. I'm 74. I got a testimony on stress that when I was 19 years old, I was joined the Naval Air Reserve, and a young man there who's a little older than I was belonged to the Navigators, an organization that just trains young men and women in memorizing the teachings of God in a systematic way. And so I did join that program and was memorizing all those scriptures. And I finally had 12 boxes of 100. Now, when you have 1,200 passages like cast all your care on him because he cares for you, there's no stress.
Boy, you know, we talk about sharpening your edge. This is a guy who did it. 1,200 verses. You realize that if you just memorize one verse a day over the next year, it'd be Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians you'd have memorized. Really powerful stuff. Talking about sharpening your edge, I hope you do that. And we talked to the staff afterwards. I opened the mic, and you're going to hear in a moment, and ask them to share what they learned, what they heard as we talked about sharpening your edge. So if you'll jump in the back into the studio with me, take a listen. Okay, any comments?
Just a thought about in terms of sharpening the blade. If you were to do a close-up, slow-motion replay of sharpening a blade, you'll see there are sections of that metal, of that axe, that have to come off to be sharpened. And in the same way in our lives, there are that part of our lives, those parts of our lives that cause that bluntness that have to be grinded off for that edge to be sharp.
That's good. Any other comments? How sharp is your edge today? Mine gets pretty dull. You know it when it gets dull too, don't you? You realize you're just working harder. Any other comments? No, back here.
Well, I like the reminder about spiritual clutter, because I'm going through something, and I know that my faith is the only thing that's carrying me. And when I'm discouraged, I go to the Word. And I ask for prayer. And I'm very uplifted. And that's what tells me that I don't have to worry. These tears aren't really sadness. You know, I know the truth. And that's why I keep going with God.
That's good. Thank you.
In the same way with an axe, when my son was here a few months ago, I asked him if he would teach me how to properly sharpen my knives. And one thing I learned, and he showed me, there's several different techniques, different ways to sharpen a knife. I'm sure the same way to sharpen an axe as well. And so I think that applies to our lives. There's a lot of different ways we can do things.
Which is excellent, because every time we need to use a knife or a blade, it's used for different purposes. You know, the surgeon's knife is very precise, and trying to do the least amount of damage as possible. Where this axe, you're trying to cut down a tree, you want it to fly. And so that's a good point, is that every blade is used for different purposes.
And one thing he taught me, and I learned the hard way, is if you don't have it at the right angle, you're just working against yourself, and you can sharpen for a half hour and it's not going to get any sharper. You've got to do it the right way.
It's good. There's a lot in that analogy, isn't there? Janice?
I've also heard that if your kitchen knives aren't sharpened and you're working with a dull knife, you have a better chance of hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm learning a lot about this. I just came in with my little blunt axe here.
You'll hurt yourself.
I'm going to hurt myself. Yeah, I would with this.
I've been there, done that, by the way. You know, you could go cut the apple and it's dull and you right into your, right here.
Mm-hmm. Not sharp enough. It's good.
Just saying.
That's good. Anybody else want to add to this? Derek?
You don't have to add this. But sometimes a tree is too big for one axe. So you might need to have other people helping you chop it down.
Wow, that's good. Boy, this will preach, won't it? This analogy.
I just had a thought that sometimes if wisdom would tell us if we don't know how to sharpen the axe, that we need to get a consultant or someone that knows what they're doing.
Good point. There's wisdom and safety in many counselors. And one of the ambitions of intentional living is to help people start thinking Christianly and to get the help and resources so they can make better decisions that will honor Christ and make their lives less painful than they need to be because of many of the self-inflicted wounds that we have because of choices that we make. So that's a good reminder. Steve?
Two things came to mind as you were sharing your points. The first thing you're talking about, how important it is for us believers to be prepared for anything and everything, that it's something that God really started to speak into Cindy and me a few years ago about the things that were starting to take place in our nation and then how they've accelerated. But he really impressed on us that we needed to be prepared for just about any contingency. And then my other point is, when you're having trouble with a sharp axe, get a chainsaw.
Depending on what you're trying to accomplish, right? That's good. This is good. Do you see the application to your own lives, though? I mean, most of us probably would admit in many areas of our life we don't spend enough time in preparation. And we all probably have at least one area that we do poorly in that area. But it's a good reminder, and the wisdom of Solomon is just very basic. If failure to do so, you pay the price. And I think what Abe Lincoln said was profound. If you got 6 hours to cut down a project, take 4 of it in preparation. You know what? That applies right here in the ministry. You got a project coming up that's a big project. Spend a good part of that time getting the preparation done. Get the prep done. Get the analysis done. Get the facts collected before you start chopping away at it. Because it'll take a lot longer after you start with a blunt edge. More dangerous with that, too. And so having a sharp edge really matters. Okay, well, this has been good. I hope it's been practical for you. Thank you, guys. And you're welcome to go back to your work and stay sharp.
Next time you feel stressed out, stop and notice what's on your mind.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Are you feeling like you need to fix things for a person or situation? It could be your spouse, your kids, or a friend. Have you ever had those times when you know things aren't going well for them and you turn yourself inside out trying to fix it? Or maybe you just worry. It could be time to let go. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you can't do somebody else's homework for them. You love people well when you stop trying to control what happens in their lives. I'm not talking about enabling bad behaviors. I'm just saying you rob people the chance to learn and grow when you shield them from the natural consequences of their choices. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jentz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
And I called you about a year ago with regard to intentional living, and you suggested that I think about what my life looks like if I take either path 10 years down the road. And the following weekend, my husband and I had a really long talk, and God has been so good to us. A year later, I have a beautiful 8-month-old baby girl. I am a stay-at-home mom.
How I'm living intentionally in my family. What came to my mind, first of all, was asking for forgiveness. I'm doing this with my children. I think it's very important as a parent, let them know that I'm human, I make mistakes, and that I'm not too big to ask them for forgiveness.
So my way of trying to live the intentional life is to leave my work and my problems at work and pray about them before I get to work, and just know that my home is a comfort zone and they're waiting at home for me.
Boy, good thoughts. Hey, listen, tell us about yours. What are you learning about living intentionally? You can always call our 888-888-1717 number. And when you do, you press number 2, and that'll be our comment line. Tell us your story. I'd love to hear it. Share it on the air. You know, it's because of members around the country, men and women, young and old, singles, couples, people who are learning and growing, and others retired, but choose to be intentional, that make this ministry go. And I want to thank you for doing that. And if you're not a supporter, if you're not a part of the team, come and join us. We do have this new member kit ready to go out the door. We just want to put your name on it to say thank you for joining us, which includes 2 of our best-selling Intentional Living Center books, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, 1 on your personal life and 1 for your marriage, 2 of our teaching on transition and retirement and forgiveness, and then every month, brand new teaching from me to you. All you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And you don't have to wait for all the prompts. Just push number 4, and it'll take you to our staff. Again, 888-888-1717, number 4. Or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. And it's a real thrill for us to be able to report those who are coming to stand with us. And thank you for being one today. Your support really is making a difference. Coming up next time, tomorrow, we're going to talk about finances and how in your marriage to get on the same page, the same maybe page in your checkbook or the same page on your financial statement, because when you do, stress reduces and you're starting to be intentional. Same page finances in your marriage tomorrow. Hope you'll join us here for Intentional Living.